Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wait, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely clear.
Yeah, what you're drinking.
It's interesting.
To me, it tastes like lemon cake.
Yes.
Which is an acquired taste.
Meringue.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to get started. I typically sing, but we're getting right into the interview, honey, because I have too much to discuss with you. So welcome everybody to Natch Beaut, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. I am your host and your guide, Jackie J, a.k.a. the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, your queen of creams, host of the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt. She's creaming while the baby is screaming. Welcome to Natch Beaut. Oh my goodness, my guest. I don't know if this has ever happened in the history of Natch Beaut. I met my guest yesterday, and she's in my home today.
Can you believe it?
We are women. We deliver. We get shit done. We pop off, okay? Miss Gloria Yang, PR extraordinaire, is in the house. She has the best clients. And let me just tell you, my guest today, entrepreneur extraordinaire, I've been reading all about you all day. So many titles that I haven't had on Natch Beaut yet. Mathematician, motivational speaker, powerhouse woman, social media pro, a long history of businesses and success. But today we are highlighting her latest venture, which I'm a huge fan of. She is a co-founder of A Good Mineral, which she co-founded with her sister, and she's on a mission to make beauty easy. And this product, we're going to go over it. She has a whole line of mineral makeup products that are easy to use and powerful and beautiful that literally make your face look like a filter. Literally, you don't barely have to blend them. It's incredible. We're going to talk all about it, but she's got foundations, blushes, brushes, highlighters, contours, bronzers, and a finishing powder. Please welcome my powerhouse guest. I'm so excited to have her here in Pasadena. Ego Iwegbu. Welcome to Natch Beaut, Ego.
Wow, Jackie, what an opening. First of all, I want to say thank you.
I'll go on the road with you and open for you. It would be my honor. And I could sing you a song. Like, I have other talents too. You're not the only multi-happening at the table.
Well, listen, I'm particularly excited. This is my first podcast that's actually in real life, in person. And I don't know if your listeners know, but you have got a neon light on your wall saying, cream your neck, guys. Cream your neck.
That's right.
I mean, I only started creaming my neck about 5 days ago. Literally 5 days ago ever in my life.
Wow. Well, perfect timing.
I know.
I must say.
Which is why that sign's really captured my attention.
Well, I can give you the link if you want to order one for yourself. I don't know. Okay, Ego, let's just get right into it because there's so much to discuss, as I said. The first thing I want to ask you is, I was, again, reading all about you. Born in Russia, raised in England and Nigeria, and now you live in South Africa. Where do you call home?
That's actually a really interesting question.
Yeah.
Before, I used to say that England was home, but I've been in South Africa now for quite a while. So I've gotten to a point where I realize that, I don't want to sound morbid, but when you think about where do you want to be buried?
Mm-hmm.
So if I die today, where would I be buried?
Yeah.
There is nowhere that is more home than where I am now. And I realize that it's only going to have to be cremation, and I'm just going to have to be kept in a ring or a glass jug or something
that.
You know what I mean? Because there's
a good mineral container.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because there's nowhere that is that home for me that's enough to want to stay there. So
That's really beautiful. Home isn't where you want to be, it's where you want to be buried.
Yeah, where do
that
you want
to be
buried?
On a shirt or something. That's incredible. Yeah, I think I'm going to be put in like a little sack and made into a tree. Have you seen that?
Yeah, but where would the tree be planted?
I don't know. That's the question. South Africa. I'll come next to you, honey. Ship me over.
South Africa is a beautiful country, though.
How did all of these different places shape who you are?
Oh, greatly. I feel global.
Mm-hmm.
I feel global. I feel like I understand people more. Mm-hmm. Like I've got a lot of friends all over the world. And having lived in different places, my palate, for example, is quite broad.
Oh,
I can eat all kinds of food and really enjoy it. And the other thing that happens now is that as my business changes or my interests change, I can think about moving. I don't feel like, oh, I'm stuck in one place. I feel like I'm thinking, maybe I should move to California.
Hey, you're in beautiful Pasadena right now.
Right?
It ain't bad here.
It's lovely.
It's lovely.
It's very similar to South Africa, covered in palm trees. Sun is shining in the middle of November. So, you know,
pretty
of course,
similar.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, listen, I can get you my realtor if you're interested. Ego, tell me about your skin struggles, because I know that your personal skin struggles is what led you to found The Good Mineral.
Right.
And everyone listening, we've got issues. Everybody's got sensitive skin. We've got acne. We've got all kinds of shit.
Right.
So please share with us.
Right. So I think thank you very much for asking that, because I think that I really want to point out that The Good Mineral and the particular product that we're launching now is specifically designed for acne-prone sensitive skin, and not because we think, oh, it's a good idea to specifically design something for. It's because I have suffered from severe acne for many years in my life, and I've had to get on Accutane probably about seven times.
I did it twice myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it gets so intense and so painful.
And that is not a way to live.
No.
Oh, man.
No, it's not a way to live, but thank God for it.
Yes.
I know a lot of people are against it, but when I'm in deep, severe acne suffering mode, I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that there is something that actually will work and stop the pain and the soul-crushing feeling of looking like not your best.
Yes.
You know, the thing about acne, real cystic acne, is that it's not everybody that, not everyone has it, right?
Right.
So the thing that Instagram has done is that it's created a community. So we're not all alone. You
right.
can see that
other people have it. I wish when I was younger that was
right.
the thing, because
right.
it really, you really do feel like you're the only person in the room, like staring in that bathroom mirror, just going, "What
yes.
is happening to me?"
Exactly. And so the makeup is, yes, it's called The Good Mineral. Yes, it's mineral based makeup, but please note that it is not like every other mineral makeup.
Yes.
It's like saying that all liquid foundations are the same when we know that they're not. Our mineral makeup was formulated from scratch by my sister, who literally took the elimination diet concept for creation, as in she thought, right, what do we really need here for coverage?
Right.
What do I really need for color? What do I really need to put into this product to get what I want, which is coverage and no weight.
Yes.
And no clogging of pores and no irritation. So in that process, the ingredients that have gone into this mineral foundation are really, truly acne friendly, not, oh, we've just decided to add an extra acne friendly type
right.
vibe over here, but not considering the fact that there are loads of ingredients that are clogging pores or irritating skin that are good, clean. They're all clean.
Yeah.
They're accepted as clean, but they're not great for.
They're not really serving.
For acne.
Yes.
Prone or eczema prone or psoriasis or rosacea, you
know? Which so many people have on their face.
Right.
I have friends with it on their eyelids and they can't do anything about it. And it's so hard to get rid of.
Right.
And you still have to cover it up to
yeah.
live your life. But then whatever you put on it irritates it and makes it worse.
Right. Exactly. So powder, you would put it on in a very gentle manner with a dabbing action using our flat blending brush, which has also been designed with that in
mm-hmm.
mind. The fact that you can't rub and you can't press
yes.
and you can't drag your skin in many cases because it's too painful.
I think I might have put it on wrong earlier.
Did you drag your skin?
Well, listen, that's perfect segue, Ego, because I was going to ask you, could you tell us what mineral makeup is by maybe definition? Because we all remember when mineral makeup had a moment. I was... I want to say middle school, and it was a tap and dab and swirl. Remember, that was literally their slogan.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, I know your product only has 7 ingredients, which again, that sounds wild, but y'all, this is an incredible product. And so just define what mineral makeup is. Why is this makeup different from, like you said, another foundation?
Right.
Or even different from the mineral makeup we all maybe see in our heads when we think of mineral makeup.
Right. So mineral makeup is basically makeup that's made up of minerals. So zinc oxide,
when interesting.
You Google zinc oxide, it is a naturally occurring mineral.
Mm-hmm.
From planet Earth,
okay,
where we live.
Yes.
So our makeup is made up entirely of minerals. Iron oxide, zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, micas.
Mm-hmm.
What else have we got in there? Berlin clay,
okay.
Ultramarine blue. So only pigments, only mineral pigments. That's what our makeup is made of,
and
number
that's
one.
It.
Number two, what's the difference between the good mineral and other mineral
mm-hmm,
makeups
mm-hmm.
is that we have kept out minerals that cause irritation. So bismuth oxychloride is also a mineral,
yeah.
but it is a known skin irritant. We don't have bismuth oxychloride in our mineral makeup. Lauryl lysine, which is also a perfectly fine ingredient, but it's a 8/10 pore clogger.
Oof.
It creates a great finish on your skin and looks amazing. But blackheads, here we come.
Right.
If you don't wash and clean your face thoroughly every single evening. That's why we say that our makeup, first of all, is fully designed for not pore clogging, not irritating. But also, it's just, you don't have to, it supports your skincare routines. You don't have to,
right.
you're not going to cleanse your face like mad all night
yes.
and then spend the whole day clogging your pores, right?
Right. It's like you have to do extra things in order to wear that product.
Right.
Where now it's like, this isn't going to affect
right.
the routine.
It supports your
mm-hmm.
routine and
yes.
it supports your skin.
Support.
And
honey, we
feels,
all need more support.
Right. And it feels comfortable. How does your face feel wearing our makeup? It you don't feel it,
no,
right?
No.
It's lightweight because your skin
I was shook, to be honest. Gloria called me up and said, you got to try this new product. And I said, Gloria, I trust you. You're a tastemaker and everything you send me, I love. But okay, because again, when I hear of mineral makeup, we all think of the tap tap swirl and the infomercials and all that.
Mm.
This product, I'm telling you, we'll get to it, but I'm so impressed at how well it blends.
Mm, magic.
It's incredible. You did a video on your Instagram recently where you had a zit, and I'm not trying to call you out, Ego, but you had a pretty big old zit.
Yeah, on my nose.
Yes, and you covered it completely up with this.
Yeah.
I was shook.
And then 7 hours later, my zit was flat.
Wow.
Because the, you know,
nothing irritated it.
And in fact, the anti-inflammatory calming action of kaolin
yes.
and zinc was
working.
At work.
Wow.
You know? It's magic.
It's incredible.
Right?
It's really incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my next question. Let me talk. I know you have like a routine down. You do it on the Instagram all the time. It's your quick routine with your good mineral products.
Mm.
Can you talk us through it for everybody listening that can visualize and also when they're on the website and they want to know what to buy?
Mm.
What
mm.
is like your good mineral routine?
Mm. First of all, nice clean face because
mm-hmm.
I haven't got time, right?
Yes, yes.
So I'm not a 10-step
you're not,
skincare
you're not doing
type
a
person.
Crazy...
No.
What I look and all that.
No, but
neither
even
am
if,
I.
But even if I was, it would. What anyway? I'm going to get to the
yes.
eye look. But the point is that my skin is clean, my face is washed.
Yes.
I do big skincare. If I'm doing things like vitamin C or any
mm-hmm,
serums
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, I do it at night so that it gets a nice chance to soak in while
yes,
I'm sleeping.
Yes.
But in the morning, I give my face a nice wash, and that's it. And if it's you know, being someone who's got acne-prone skin, I've got a lot of sebum, so I don't have dry skin problem. But if you do and you have dry skin, trust me, the powder is not a powder. It is crushed pigment.
Yes.
So it's not going to dry your skin.
I tested it this morning and I'm very happy with the results.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you would use your moisturizer, allow it to absorb, and then I grab my flat blending brush and my Loves You Back.
Which, by the way, is very chic.
Yeah.
So I get sent a lot of brushes. Most of them go to Goodwill, I'm going to be honest. When I opened this, I said, this is, first of all, my exact color.
Right.
My wall color is the same color, but it's just a gorgeous product and really, really effective.
Yeah. I mean, we really wanted to make it gorgeous. Just because you've got skin issues doesn't mean you've got to have product that looks like, you know, it belongs in a chemist pharmacy. You want something that's pretty.
Yes. And these look so good in my pink bathroom, which I'll show y'all when we're done.
Wait. I can't wait.
I told you yesterday everything's pink.
Pink bathroom.
I told you everything's pink in this house. I gave my husband a son. I said, I get pink. You get a son forever.
Right.
I can have some pink lamps.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
And feathers. Do you have pink feathers?
No, but we'll figure that
pink
out.
Pink feathers. Have
we'll
you
find
seen
a place.
Those ostrich feathers? They're gorgeous.
Listen, we'll see what happens.
Right. I'm going to have to send you an ostrich feather lamp made out of pink feathers.
Uh-oh.
Fabulous.
I found a Target, very kooky pink Target lamp a few days ago, and I was mad that I have nowhere to put it. So if you see a place, let me know. Okay, Ego, what's your routine?
I'll grab my flat blending brush and my Loves You Back 3-in-1 powder foundation.
Yes.
Right.
And what shade are you?
I am Caramel 1.
Okay, Caramel 1. And you have a great shade range.
In the winter, I might go down to Beige 4.
Okay.
So you've got to be ready to have a couple of shades because in between seasons, things change.
Yes.
And so I grab my Caramel 1 and my flat blending brush and I dip, dip, dab, 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 dab.
Okay, now I know not to swirl.
No swirling.
Okay, we dab, honey.
No dragging and no buffing,
okay,
for God's sake.
Okay, I wish you were here this morning.
Just dab, dab.
You think I would have known from watching every single one of your videos, but no, mommy was tired this morning, okay?
You did great, though.
Thank you.
It looks amazing. And then after that, I would grab my big jumbo brush and dip it into some bronzer 3 and literally bronze my hairline and then the side of my cheek and add some glow on my cheekbone.
I'm telling you, it is so quick. The blend is, it looks like a pro. It looks like one of those Instagram baddies that knows how to do makeup, but you don't have to be a baddie. It just boosh and it blends.
I don't want to be a makeup artist.
Yes.
It's not a skill that I want to develop.
Yes.
I just want to look good,
yes,
even when I have acne.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that's it.
Yes.
And all the brushes are designed to be super lightweight so that they don't drag. You can just dab and just like literally touch the top of your skin with the powder and create.
I gotta get that bronzer. Amazing
stuff.
Get me one.
I got bronzer for you. I got bronzer for you. I got bronzer for days. And then that might be it.
Yeah.
I might literally stop there.
It. Yeah.
If I'm doing a school run, dropping the kids off at school, going to the grocery, whatever, I don't need much more. If I'm going out and I want to look fancy for my date, because I'm still dating.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, honey. What's the dating scene like in Cape Town?
Disastrous.
Yeah.
Like disaster. It's one of the reasons why I really am contemplating moving.
Well, I wish I could tell you the men are better here, but I
are
can't.
Are they not?
I mean, I don't know. I got lucky. I've been married twice. It took me a couple tries, but
did it?
Yeah, you know. The men here just don't grow up. They're never man. They're Peter Pan.
Stop.
I know.
Listen, you know what I've decided? No looking, just asking.
Yep.
Putting the energy out there and saying, bring me my magnificent man.
I'm about the matchmaking too.
Ben,
my husband's a big matchmaker. So tell me your type and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, back on track.
I
want to real quick just highlight my two favorites.
Yes.
So what I did today was I did the Loves You Back Foundation. I'm shade Beige 1. And then the Pure Peach, everybody that's watched my Instagram has seen me wearing this. That's all I wear now. Mm. I wear the Pure Peach blusher powder. And then this is my shit right here, Ego.
Which one?
The Mineral Highlight Powder in Pink Gold.
Oh.
I put this over the cheek and I do my lids.
Right.
Eye safe, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
So I just do this as my eyeshadow.
It's
just
brilliant.
Gives you a little... just a little... and I'm on about the day. That's all. And obviously I had mascara and whatever. But yes.
It's fabulous.
It's so
right?
great. It's just easy and fast and it blends so quick. I barely have to do anything. I barely have time to do anything now with this damn kid. So it's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's the thing. Everything's multi-use and super easy to use.
Yes.
And that's what you want. That's what you want in life. You want comfortable coverage that doesn't require you to be super skilled because you haven't got the desire.
My
for that
hand
skill.
Gets tired for that blending. My arm gets tired.
Exactly.
Oh, and it's you can put on your lips too.
And you can put it. And you can put
I
it
love
on
a
your
monochrome
lips.
Look. You can do a lip, a cheek, and an eye all in the same peachy
100,
look.
100.
Honey, we love.
We love it.
Okay.
We love it.
How is running a company with your sister?
Very.
I have a sister. We love each other. She's the most important person in my life. But I really don't know how that would work. How does it work with your sister? And y'all are not twins, but you do look very similar.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're quite similar in age. The gap between us isn't that big.
What is it? My sister and I are less than 2 years.
Yeah, less than two years. Yeah, less than 2 years. So it's fine because we've got very different roles. So Natasha is... develop the product and she's the inventor and the scientist and she's got a very different way of thinking about the role that she plays. And I, on the other hand, I'm an entrepreneur.
Yes,
I am
the face.
Yeah.
Face,
it's not just
the voice.
Face. I run the whole organization. Yeah. I make it happen basically and turn the product into something that is commercially viable. So
does she live in Cape Town too?
No, she lives in Washington, D.C.
Oh, right, that's where my husband's from.
Oh, really? Okay.
Listen.
She's right here.
Listen, how is it being so far away?
Oh, that's hell.
Yeah.
I have to tell you. That
my
part
sister's
is hell.
In Dallas and I'm so sad.
Right.
You know?
That's really difficult because it's just so much more authentic to be in the same country as the customer that you're trying to relate to. And I always find that whenever I'm here, I get so much more joy literally from the business than when I'm miles away. So I've been here quite a bit this year. And now, as I said, I might move.
I know.
Who knows?
Well, listen, the weather, no one can complain about the weather here.
No, California is amazing.
I read, like I said, I stalked you for a few hours earlier. So you still own salons?
I do.
Honey, she's an entrepreneur. Your hair is gorgeous. Yesterday when I met you, the first thing I saw was this beautiful long hair. And I was wondering, what is the most empowering hair look you've ever had?
This one.
Okay,
this
yeah.
one.
Is this your signature look?
This is my signature look.
Yeah.
It's a little bit lioness-y.
Yes.
You see, so I've got that fuller braid, but with the ends out.
Yes.
So that it gives me a bit of a lioness vibe. I've got hair of my own, which is a nice inner cute bob. And every once in a while, I'll have that out.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you that I don't feel empowered and powerful with my little bob. I do feel it when I've got my braids in and my hair out. And the other amazing thing about braids, of course, is that you go to bed and you wake up literally looking exactly the same.
It's true.
So it's all part of my lifestyle. The fact that I don't want to be a skilled makeup artist, but I want to look good.
That's right.
My hair just looks good all the time, night and day. And then I wear a very straightforward, simple style. I'm in flats and...
But very chic flats, I must say.
Yes. Well, you have to add flavor, just like
just
we've
a
added
little flavor, like with this
the packaging.
Rose. Yes,
exactly.
With my pink gold.
Exactly. There's packaging flavor.
You know, Ego, if I was on a safari and I saw a lioness roll up with braids, I would be intimidated. I'd be like, oh, what's that lion doing? I need to follow her. You know, it would be a powerful moment.
Right? You just took me because I just came back from Victoria Falls and we had this whole safari thing. And I'm not really into safari.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Not that I'm not interested in animals, but I'm certainly not interested in sort of chasing them down in their
I feel the same way. I hate it because I don't believe in zoos. And
definitely
I'm like, will
not.
I ever get to see animals? I just don't want a big, dirty Humvee blasting through their house.
Right.
Imagine being in your living room watching TV and all of a sudden, people
comes,
roll through. I'm like,
have
I don't
a good
like
look
this.
At you.
I don't know. There's got to be something because I got to see some animals. But anyway, keep going, please.
Right. So I saw lions. Really big lions in Zimbabwe recently. So just talking about that and imagining them coming out in braids would be crazy.
Oh, I want. You know that giraffe hotel?
No.
You know about it, Gloria? Gloria's like, I have that bookmarked. Where is it? Nairobi?
Is it?
I want to go. But again, are they nice to the giraffes? I don't know.
They would be. They would be.
But you're literally, you drink tea and you're upstairs and you open those blinds and they stick their head in and lick your tea. I would sob.
Listen, I went to a giraffe and the people were standing there feeding them.
Yeah.
And I thought I would do that.
Yeah.
And then you get close to a giraffe and their tongues are, first of all, humongous and black. And you've got the food. I screamed.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't give them the food.
Yeah.
I got so scared.
That's a big tongue to come at you. It's like, reminds me of my college days.
And they're so cute, though, with their lashes and
yes,
everything.
I know. I want to meet one. Okay, we have a couple more questions for you. Again, I was reading on you, and I saw something that said you're a motivational speaker, and I'm motivated right now just listening to you, and I'm sure all the honeys listening are like, yeah, we love the voice. We love the message. I was wondering if you could give me a little motivational speech, a personal one, that I could play back for myself.
Oh, yeah?
Just, you know, I'm a new mom. Just kind of tell me, Jackie, get up and get moving. You're doing everything good. You know, be like Ego. Get your company rolling. You just give me something like that.
Well, you know what I would say to you, Jackie? First of all, you've just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And now I understand that as an ambitious woman, you think you've got to go for everything now.
It's hard.
And you've got to
The door knocking hard.
You feel like you've got to keep going.
Yes.
I want to tell you, relax.
Oh, wow. She's going with the reverse.
Calm down.
Okay, yes.
Everything is absolutely perfect.
Yes.
The timing of your life is perfect.
Yes.
And you must also give yourself a moment to be that new mom. You do not have to continue to be Jackie as if nothing's happened. Something big has happened. A whole human has arrived and in your care. And you're okay. You'll be okay. And everything that you need will come again in 24 months. Give yourself 24 months, right? Your baby's growing. Your brain is still foggy, in case you don't know. And
I'm aware.
It will clear up and everything will be perfect. My children are in their teens. You couldn't meet a more ambitious person than me. And I spent so much time sort of falling over myself, trying to continue to work at the same pace that I did before children. And it's just not the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to be calm and follow your pace.
Oh my God. You know, I asked you to do something else and you just flipped it, reversed it, put your thing down. It was everything I need. That's so beautiful. I really appreciate that. It's hard. It's hard. You, like I said, you just feel that door knocking harder than you ever have before because you're in a whole other world.
Yeah.
I'm in a very tiny little world now.
Yeah. But don't worry. Your baby needs you and you need your baby. And so just relax. Don't worry about it. All the opportunities will come to you again.
This bitch right here. Oh, Ego, don't make me cry. What did I say at the top? We laugh, we cry, and we cream. We've done all three today.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh,
awesome.
Ego. Please tell me some of your self-care rituals, things that you do that make you you, your favorite things.
You know what my favorite things are? It's eating.
Okay, yeah. Honey.
And cooking. I cook a lot. And I have to tell you that.
How are you single?
I know, right?
She cooks.
What the hell?
She owns a business. She's got amazing hair.
I've got a beautiful home. And
I'm coming to visit. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm inviting myself.
Come, please.
We'll go to the giraffe hotel together.
We don't need the giraffe hotel. We have my kitchen.
Okay, perfect.
We will sit at my kitchen table and we will cook and we will eat.
Yes.
And we will break it down. We will break it down, break down life. We will make everything better by the end of it.
Gloria, are you coming? Yeah. I'm not going alone. For my 40th, I want to go to Africa.
Come.
Yeah.
Come. South Africa is, Cape Town was voted in the top 10 of world's best cities, A, to live in and B, to visit.
Well, then why
world's
the hell, what
top
the hell am
10
I doing
best
here?
Cities.
Why are you leaving then?
I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving.
Yeah, yeah.
I just,
you're
you
flirting
know,
with maybe.
I'm flirting with a bit of California,
yeah,
bit of South Africa. I could never just leave like that. Same as I never really left London either.
Yes.
I've still got my feelings in there.
She's everywhere.
Property there and all of that.
Oh,
so,
my goodness. Yeah. This woman. She's mighty. I'm so impressed. Okay. We've gone over the good mineral. Can you tell us where we can find the products? Tell us where we can find you on social media, where we can keep up with everything.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, of course, we're on Instagram.
Yeah.
The Good Mineral is our handle. And same with me. I'm on Instagram, Ego Iwegbu. That's EGOIWEGBU. I'm on Instagram. And if you ever want to ask me anything or want a little motivational speech, all you have to do is DM me. I'm really good with my DMs.
Yes. And I've heard you like to match people's shades.
Yes, yes. We do. We color match people's shades on the Good Mineral. So if you send in your selfie and you're unsure of your shade, we are there. We have color matched over 60,000 faces.
Oh,
we
have you could team. Be 60,001 if you're listening right now. That's exciting.
We have an amazing team of beautiful women who know the product inside out. So don't worry. As long as your selfie is a natural in natural light, we will color match you. Okay. And if we get it wrong, guess what?
You'll
we
fix
will
it.
Send you whatever we need to send you because all we're interested in is your joy.
There's That's nothing it. To lose here. Now, if we're listening in America, we buy on the website.
Yes, yes. Which is thegoodmineral.com.
Yes.
It's all there. And you can also buy and find us on amazon.com. So,
well, look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't love a good Amazon. Jeff Bezos plug?
Exactly.
You know, the man ships a fast product. I'll give him that.
It does. It does.
Ego, last thing I'm going to ask you. I gave you a LaCroix when you came into my home, and we mentioned you had never had one before.
Literally.
What is your opinion? Now, you are drinking the limoncello flavor, which is a little...
advanced.
It is definitely advanced, and it is also a little polarizing. My husband, he's over those.
Right.
He said, stop buying limoncello. I can't take it anymore. My
Do
best friend
it?
Haley... loves it and fills her whole fridge with it.
Do you love limoncello?
Oh, of course.
Oh, this is your favorite flavor.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to pick a favorite. That's like picking a favorite Beetle.
Oh, I see. Okay. But there is a favorite Beetle, though.
Yes.
John Lennon.
Oh, interesting. I would say Paul for me.
Paul?
Ego, don't judge.
Oh, my God.
It's a personal question.
All right, fine. Okay.
I'm glad you have one at all. But what do you think? Your first LaCroix, what's your opinion?
I don't think I will ever buy one.
Uh-huh. Fair.
That's the reality of the matter.
Yep.
It is refreshing right now, and it's doing the job.
Yep, yep.
But when I see it, I will go, not for me.
Yep, fair.
All right.
They're very popular here in the States. Ask your sister.
The United States of America.
Ask your sister in D.C. Be like, what's the LaCroix flavor going around town?
I bet you she's never heard of it.
Really?
Wow. You. Anyway.
Keep me posted, okay? Will
it's
you
refreshing.
Text her later and be like, by the way, what's a LaCroix? And see what she says.
Okay, I will.
I'm wondering the LaCroix flavor on Capitol Hill. What is it? Who knows?
What is it? I'm
I will
tell
get
you.
To the bottom of it. Okay, Ego, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for coming to Pasadena.
Jackie. You're an outstanding host, and
oh
I am absolutely super honored that you've had the time in your current life to fit me in.
It was my honor.
And
when Gloria told me that you were in town, I said, I'll meet y'all. I was actually going to leave my home. And then she said, no, I need to come into the pink orb of the Nest Street studio.
Look at this place.
Yeah, and we're happy.
You guys, have you seen this place?
They've seen little snips of it.
Do you have videos? Do you have it on Instagram?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
It feels so nice to have a space of my own.
Right.
When we looked at homes, I was like, we need at least 3 bedrooms because mommy's taking one for herself.
Right, right. And you deserve it.
Yes. Which leads me to my last thing I always say on Nash Street. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Ego, you've already established. You cream your neck, but it's a newer thing. But you are creaming now. Thank God, because we would have had to have a neck intervention, and I don't want to have to do that to you.
You're funny.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.